I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as the Eagles are getting ready for Doug Peterson's 2-6 Jacksonville Jaguars. Merrill, yesterday it was the coordinator press conferences, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, Michael Clay. Let's start with the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. What did Vic have to say about why the Eagles are tackling better?
Well, he said they have practiced that. He said anytime you emphasize anything in practice, it's going to get better. He said they're doing better on the second level. He said it's just something that comes with work. And he said he has talent there, and they're just really coming into their own.
What else stood out to you from Fangio's press conference?
Well, again, he talked about the linebackers. He talked about N'Kobe Dean, and he talked about Zach Bond. This has been a current theme, that they are doing a great job of growing at their positions. Now, Zach Bond never played inside linebacker before. N'Kobe did in college, but he's been injured over the past couple of years and played very little. So he's working. You look down, you see him running around making plays. You see Zach Bond. These two guys are really stepping up.
And he was also asked about the trade deadline in terms of which is a week from yesterday, I think. So and he was asked, is there any position in particular that you would like to see the Eagles address? What was his response?
His answer was simply no. But actually, he was asked, is there any position that you're advocating for? And he said no.
Gotcha. All right, let's turn to offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. And obviously on offense, there's always tons of talk about how much should the Eagles run the ball, how much should they pass. How is Moore approaching the run-pass distribution?
Basically, it depends on the game situation, but he had a lot of praise for Jalen Hurts. He said he is doing a great job making great decisions and still being very, very aggressive.
What else stood out to you from what he had to say?
Well, he talked about the late drive in that game that wrapped up the game pretty much, the 7-minute, 37-second drive. And he said the group did a great job, all of the guys did a great job of running and passing and finishing the right way with a touchdown.
And we'll close with special teams coordinator Michael Clay, Merrill. And you know what? Special teams, it seems like they haven't had many mistakes lately or many penalties. What has been his assessment of that?
Well, it's a matter of hard work and being aware of everything at all times. And he said you just have to play intelligent football. He talked about the fact that this week with Jacksonville, you have to be on high alert because they do some things. They have a coordinator, Joe DiCamillo, who has been around for a while. Camillo was also in Buffalo. He was also in Seattle. Michael said he keeps a catalog of what they've done. So not only what the Jaguars have done, but under DiCamillo, what the Bills have done and what the Seahawks have done.
You know, Merrill, the Jaguars are 2-6. They started the season 0-4. It's not going well there. There's tons of noise around Doug Peterson. They have injuries, right? Christian Kirk, they got injuries. But why should the Eagles not take the 2-6 Jaguars for granted?
This is the National Football League. You should never take any team for granted. You look at the upsets that occur every week, and you say, wow, how did that happen? Every team has stars. You get a guy like Trevor Lawrence. He's an extremely talented quarterback, but he's been up and down. But you know he has the ability to make things happen. So you have to play every game like it's a playoff game.
It really, that's one of the things that makes the NFL as good as it is that any given week, and I know it's the old cliche, but any given week, something can happen. So, believe me, a loss to the 2-6 Jaguars would not sit well in Philadelphia. So, but I expect, Merrill, the Eagles to continue to be on the roll that they are on and use the home field to their advantage. And it's a Kelly Green weekend, so that always brings a little bit of extra energy to put on.
Well, not only that, it's the Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah.
And they will induct LeSean Shady McCoy into their Hall of Fame. So that adds some more juice to the day.
You know, since you brought it up, I have to ask, when you think about the career of LeSean McCoy with the Eagles, how do you look back on it?
Just a great career. You look at all the running backs. He owns most of the records, most touchdowns, most yards, the biggest single day in Eagles history. That was the snow game on December the 8th. 2013, where he rushed for 217 yards. He had an amazing career. His career, if you look at all that he achieved, actually warrants becoming someday a Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer. That wouldn't shock me.
That wouldn't shock me either. Merrill, I always appreciate your time. We got Nick Sirianni talking today, so tomorrow morning we will get your thoughts and what he has to say. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.